MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The New Mexico State Transportation Commission will have its next meeting at 8:30 a.m. Thursday at the Cloudcroft Village Council Chambers, located at 201 Borough Avenue in Cloudcroft. The commission meets six times a year, rotating locations to hold one meeting in each district. Commissioners are tasked with setting department policy and overseeing the state road fund. Those who wish to provide public comments must sign up on site prior to the start of the meeting. And New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is speaking about new plans to get foreign businesses to bring infrastructure to New Mexico. They're calling it the Nemexis Center. It's a facility that's opening up in Mesa de Sol late in June. The idea is that the center can help foreign businesses navigate challenges and to help them move their businesses into the state. Among the first businesses scheduled to move to the state are Zonap Engineering of India, Alligator Automations of India, the Cirrus Inc. of India, American Grain of India, Pakistan, and Oman, and Arctic of Oman. And Allen Theater Cineport 10 in Las Cruces will host an invitation-only sneak peek on June 5th of Al Pacino's new horror movie, and a New Mexico State University professor played a huge role in getting it made. Ross Marks, a professor at NMSU Creative Media Institute, served as producer on The Ritual, a film based on the last official ordained exorcism on American soil. It also stars Patricia Heaton and Dan Stevens of Downton Abbey. And with summer right around the corner and the end of the school year in sight, it's time to get ready to explore the different camping sites New Mexico has to offer. And in a recent poll, several areas of the Sacramento Mountains, including Cloudcroft, made the top list. The poll noted, with nearby petroglyph sites, more than 480,000 acres of Lincoln National Forest, and scenic hiking trails such as the OSHA and Rim Trail, there's plenty to do in the area year-round. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.